So this is the first Overpowered podcast. What we're doing today is bringing in good old Kevin, aka Swifty. Most of you've probably seen around in the Overpowered Discord, and I am Overpowered Craggles, as probably loads of you saw me around on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, wherever about you've been, posting to all the my stories, all the videos here and there. The reason that this has come about is from a Instagram my story, which I posted a few days ago, I believe now, and the results are absolutely overwhelming with how many people wanted us to do these podcasts. So in the podcast today, good old Swifty has written us up a nice list for a nice Q&A session to help you guys get to know more about myself and the Overpowered brand. So if you want to take it away, Kev.
Brilliant. So one of my first questions I got for you is, tell us a little bit about yourself, your age, where you're from, your background, that kind of stuff, because I don't think many people know much about you at the moment, Greg.
pretty private guy. So I am 25 years old. Yes, young. I'm not sure which way you say that now. I'm from Wolverhampton in the West Midlands. I studied sport pretty much my entire life. Went through school doing sport through to university doing sport and exercise science with yourself. And then swapped over to psychology like yourself. Obviously university wasn't really for me. I have the attention span of a squirrel. Which is why I always wanted to go more into the realm of streaming. Obviously I've been streaming on and off since I was around 18. Maybe a bit younger, using the good old Xbox Twitch app on the, on the 720p, can't read your chat, using the little old Microsoft webcam, and obviously as you can imagine, no traction really took off at all until I created my own channel, Cragglestown. Well, Cragglestown was more of a recent thing. Used to be under Fatalism, if I remember right.
That was my first.
And there's, if you go onto Fatalism on YouTube, there's some horrible old YouTube videos of
It's funny tight enough, isn't it?
And just like those horrible little videos, you know, and you've got like the still picture, the GIFs coming over full screen where the sides, where the sides not quite out properly.
The joys of being a new streamer.
the webcam's all blurry. You've got background noise here, there, and everywhere. We've come a long way since those. And obviously, you know, my biggest aspiration has always been gaming. Whether it's been from Gears of War, League of Legends, I've always sort of aspired to be a streamer or a YouTuber of some sorts. Which is where the whole, you know, coming into Overpowered started.
Oh, hang on a minute. This is where my next question comes
I need to go into the next.
Would
you like me to go more into my background? I live with just my mother. Obviously, like I said, we job-wise, I'm currently a football sports coach. So still living up to that sporting background. On weekends, teaching 2 to 6-year-olds.
Oh, brilliant.
Absolute nightmare.
So I think one of the things is like, what is Overpowered? Someone that's coming in there here now, like, what is Overpowered? What's it about? What is it?
Well, as you know, when I first wanted to come up, when I first came up with the idea of Overpowered, not many people were really on board. Everyone thought, oh, what's this? What's he doing? Where's he got this brand from? And it was the good old block standard logo on the t-shirt with the Japanese kenji. Is that right? Kenji?
Symbol for strength. Yeah, there was like a Japanese symbol going on before, weren't they?
Yeah, the Japanese symbol for strength. And it was over with the Japanese symbol for strength next to it with Powered underneath, which is still on the website now as a vintage original style logo t-shirt. And obviously the whole symbol behind that was the Japanese symbol for strength was above power, so it was overpowered. So obviously that worked in pretty well. But it was a very standard, basic logo. And obviously I came to yourself, came to a few other people with the design, And you guys sort of said, oh yeah, I really like that idea. But before I came up to you with the actual design, a lot of you were like, oh, what's he on about? Is he going to make this work? He's got no fashion background. He's a sports coach. What's he doing with his life? But obviously, you know, as time went on, we got the first t-shirt printed, set up, showed it a few people before we even considered starting selling them, and had a fair bit of traction. But obviously that was when it was a gaming and gym brand, which obviously the gym part we still want to get really into. But at the moment with where it's heading, it's more of a gaming brand. Purely because that's what I know more than, well, what I spend 20 hours a day doing, so that's more where my knowledge comes into it at this moment in time.
Yeah, that's it. Sorry, Craig. So, like, when you're speaking about this now, like, would you, like, it's a clothing brand, as you mentioned, like, but there's more to it than that, isn't there? You've got, like, a Discord and whatnot to go along with it. Like, what's that about?
So as we started up, obviously we, like I said, I got yourself, a few other people to check out the clothing, see what you all thought of it. And then, obviously, you know, the top friends that you guys are and family and things like that all brought a few t-shirts. Although, you know, we had a few defects in the start, which we'll come to.
Maybe a few.
And then, out of nowhere, I thought, oh, you know what, I'll try an Instagram page. Set up the Instagram page. And my mom's a photographer, my nan's a photographer, for a club, and like they do competitions and things like that. So obviously, I'll put on the off-bird t-shirt, and an off-bird hat as well. Went walking down the canal to try and get some photos, just in general, of for the competitions. And a few photos I took of, like, me. You'll probably see it if you go onto the Instagram page, scroll all the way down. There's a picture of me holding a camera with the overpowered hat over the top of it.
Oh, I think I've seen that one.
And the lens is cracked. And that one actually came, I think it was second place in the competition, which is quite cool. But obviously, I put this picture on of the top. And it had, I think it was, like, so many more likes than I even expected. Which was crazy because, like I said, we just put the top on. Just out of the blue, just to see. I think we only had something like 10 followers, but the post had something like 42 likes. And I was like, oh, Jesus. What's... has it done this then? So then, from there on, with a few people liking it, I noticed majority of them was gamers. And which I found really weird, because obviously it wasn't really a gaming top as such.
Yeah.
The terminology is very gaming-orientated. But the logo itself wasn't very gaming orientated. So maybe it was a hashtag they used. Maybe that's who we've got all the gaming crew to come in straight away. And then I just messaged a few of them off my own back, like, oh, what's up, dude? I saw you like the top. What's going on? Like, but do you like the design? You know, we're just messing around at the moment, seeing if we can get any traction, things like that. But nothing set in stone. And within, I think it was a week, I had 5 people telling me they wanted to buy the t-shirts. I had all you guys wanting to buy the t-shirts as well, which then was where we came into the ambassador scheme. So the ambassador scheme was pretty much just founded off the back of me messaging people to see if they liked the t-shirts. And what we do for our ambassadors is a scheme where they get an initial discount off our t-shirts, and then they get a code for them to use with all of the friends and family. And once the code gets used so many times, they then progress onto the next stage of the ambassador scheme program as such, and then so on. So pretty much the more that they, the more people who use their code, the better off they are for it. And we've had, I think, easily 4 or 5 people now that are almost on the stage 3 of this ambassador program within 2 months. And the crazy part is, like I said, it's the fact that these guys are willing to come to us as a brand because they want to represent us And because of our social presence, with the way we reply to people, and hey, we're not like half of the spam bots that go around on Instagram just trying to comment on here, there, and everywhere. We have a good conversion rate of, hey, we talk to people to how our ambassadors treat us. Like, we want to grow alongside these people. We don't want these people to feel like they're working for us, or we're just chucking them some 2% discount code and then forget that they even exist.
I think this is quite an interesting point, really, because like one of my questions here was like, why did you start? Why did you start Overpowered? And I guess you've told us a bit about your past already, and where you come from, and that you used to streaming yourself. Did you find it quite hard to kind of get the traction that you needed to kind of be quite popular and get those in? Because I think that's one of the most difficult parts of streaming, isn't it? Is getting that initial fan base. And is that something that you thought about when you created this ambassador program?
Well. Obviously, like I said, there's a streamer myself. I had all of these spam bots messaging myself. I had all these people in my DMs, pardon me, all these people in my comments on my page saying things like DM for collab. And it's like their name isn't even matching what they want me to collab with.
Yeah.
And it's like Sven1354 DM. I don't know, Level Up Gaming for a collab. And you're like, excuse me? Who's this? But obviously they've got so many different accounts because they spam that many people that they then get all their main accounts banned if they use them. So they have to go around on all these little bots here, there, and everywhere. But anyway, back to the question, sorry. Having that sort of knowledge from behind, I just sort of implemented what I would want to be offered for me. If I was still streaming and a company came up to me and offered me what I offer people, that would be what I would take.
That's brilliant. That kind of leads into my next question, actually. So we'll take this right now, Craig, if you don't mind. So why do people become an ambassador for Overpowered? What are these things that you're mentioning? Why would people become one, and why are so many people ambassadors right now for you?
It's like I said earlier, we have a really good social tract. So when people message us, or we message people because we like their content, the conversation is with a real person. We literally talk backwards and forwards nonstop. If there's anyone that doesn't want to be an ambassador for any reason, because, say, maybe they can't afford the clothing, they're not sure if we're a legit brand, which obviously you're always going to get
that way.
Or, you know, just generally don't want to be. We're not in the market of chasing up, trying to force these people to be ambassadors. We want people that want to represent us. We want people that believe in the brand. We want people that understand what our aim is, and for us to be able to get ambassadors that are like-minded, which we have tons of now in the Discord, that will tell you the same thing, that they can message us whenever, any issues with any clothing, any issues with anything, in the Discord, if they need anything from us to help them get their code used more, we'll reply. We sit in their streams. The Overpowered team do. There's a lot of people that we know who are honorary Overpowered members that will go over and sit in all of our ambassador streams to help them out in the chat, just to try and keep their chat flowing, because we understand what these people are doing for us to help us. And
that's the thing as well, isn't it? Because like I've been on that Overpowered channel, and I've went over a few of the guys just to see what they're like, and I've went over to a few of the streams and like, ooh, this is some good stuff. Oh, Animal Crossing, I think one of the people was playing though a little while back. Never knew what the game was about. I started watching it, I got hooked on it. I was like, what's this? And the actual content creator, I can't remember her name for the life of me, but it was definitely a female. And I was like, whoa, this is pretty good. But yeah, I get there.
But that's the thing as well. That was one of the reasons why we actually go out of our way to find streamers that are not as recognised. Because one of the bigger things that you'd see most companies do at our size is trying to throw the big streamers with the thousands and thousands t-shirts, products, and go, help us, we need help. But what we're looking for is people that are good content creators that are up and coming, that we can go over to them and be like, look, we want to help you, help us. So not only are they helping us by helping us promote our brand, but we're also jumping in their streams. We're also helping them grow. Like, we've had, I believe it's over 10 people now that have become a Twitch affiliate just from coming into our Discord, and then the support of our other community in the Discord has helped them reach the goal that they're trying to reach on Twitch. So
that's it, yeah. I think that's quite a powerful thing, isn't it? When you have people, like, obviously there's a community now growing there, and you'll have other streamers and friends of those streamers coming on and seeing other content that they enjoy. Like, it's for me, it might be Animal Crossing. You know, and then I'll start watching a bit of that, and that's what it's all about, I guess, isn't it?
There's a lot of like-minded people. That's the benefit to it, I'd say, more than anything else, because me as a streamer, if I wasn't running Overpowered and Overpowered had asked me to come in, and then I went into Overpowered Discord and saw a bunch of people with the exact same goals as me, they're more likely to help you reach your goals when you're all on the same wavelength.
I think that's one of the most important things, really, because I guess you're in the same situation as a lot of these streamers are now, because you tried that, you found it quite difficult to kind of get that traction, didn't you?
And
this kind of allows, it gives like a community for these individuals to kind of help grow and expand, which is brilliant.
And for me, like I said, I've got the attention span of a squirrel. So trying to be a stream, and obviously for me as a streamer and a YouTube creator, with the way my life is with, like, say, Jess, when I have to take her to and from work and things like that, and now not having a car, it was difficult to try and stick to a time schedule of like when going live and things like that. So that made it really difficult for me to stick to the streaming aspect of things. But again, it's one of the bigger problems we have with it is when you're a streamer, I don't know, like, loads of people have probably noticed this from being on Twitter, but you have loads of stream teams, and loads of these stream teams are actual pyramid schemes within the streaming community. So you'll have, say, for example, I don't know, we'll just call it Team Swifty. So you'll go out your way, you'll make your stream team. You've made your stream team. You've got five of your friends to come over into your Discord channel. You've called yourself the Overlord of your Discord channel. Underneath you have your Overlord minions, which are your five friends. Then those five friends each bring in two of their friends. Then they sit on Twitter and just spam the hell out of anyone and everyone who's a small streamer. Bring them all in, and then what they basically do is all these people at the bottom will then view you on Twitch, because they're like, oh my god, it's this guy who owns the stream team. So they're all then coming in there to watch you, and your numbers are skyrocketing, but all of these people at the bottom are not actually gaining any traction from any of it. Which is why I think this podcast for me is a big thing about, and trying to build more of a brand than just...
That was actually one of my next questions, actually. It was like, what are your aims for this actual specific podcast? So, yeah, there we are.
We're on a roll.
Yeah.
So for me, obviously... But you have to send me the copy, and I'll just segue myself. We don't need you on the next one. So obviously, for me, obviously, brand awareness is something we've kind of neglected for the same reason of what I've just said. Obviously, as a streamer myself, I didn't want to bring all of these people in and be like, hey, look at me, I run Overpowered, come watch my stream. I've tried to keep my stream out of the Discord as much as possible. I've tried to not really use my face on the Instagram as a representation of me who runs Overpowered. I've sort of put myself as an ambassador, which, you know, you could kind of say it's because someone came up to me and said, oh, why are you not just telling everyone that you're the guy who owns Overpowered? Why are you just putting your picture on and then trying to send people over to your page? And it's because, to me, in the Discord and through the Instagram, I'm exactly the same as every single one of our ambassadors. I'm in the same boat as them when it comes to Twitch. I'm in the same boat as them when it comes to content creation. I'm not trying to force all of these people into the Overpowered stream to then get them to come and watch me.
Yeah.
which is one of the main reasons why we neglected the whole brand awareness. Because I kind of didn't want to put a face to Overpowered, because I didn't want people to think that I was doing Overpowered for the same reason as the stream teams. But obviously from doing this podcast, it allows us to bring on all of the other ambassadors, allows them to come on. We can have, you know, we'll put it out in the Discord for all of them, see which ambassador wants to take turns. We'll come up with a schedule. We'll bring them all in. They can all tell their story about why they want to be a part of the Overpowered team. And then, you know, we can tell them why we value them.
That's it. And it's, I guess, you know, it's a good way to, you know, as I said, you've got quite a few good content creators on your Overpowered channel. So it'd be nice to see some of them kind of come up and show us what they've got and what they do, and, you know, get them some more traction, because, you know, that's what it's all about generally, isn't it? Kind of getting those first few numbers up, and that's a good way to do it, and it kind of benefits everyone.
Such a wide variety as well of streamers that we've got, from obviously Animal Crossing to FIFA to Call of Duty to esports teams, and it's crazy.
The funny thing is, a lot of these streamers could be really big, high, whatever, but the only problem is whenever you go on Twitch, you only see the top streamers, right? You don't see the ones with lower numbers that probably arguably have better content, but then...
They have changed the algorithm. Yeah, so I think it was about 6 months ago. They've changed it now, so it's more people you watch. You can actually change the tabs now, so it's in order of relevance to who you watch more than top viewed.
Oh,
which
okay,
is quite a big thing, but again, with Mixer shutting down, the saturation of Twitch is just, it's gone crazy.
Gotcha. So, you've told us a bit about your clothing and whatnot. You've got a new line out at the moment. It's called, is it Radiant? Is that right?
Yeah, the bright coloured neon fluorescent radiant line.
I've seen a few of them on your Facebook page, I believe. And look quite bright. What's your idea? But why this Radiant style? I've seen it. It looks great, but it's a bit more out there, outlandish maybe. For me,
well, coming from the white and black t-shirts with just little original logos on, I thought, right, what's next? And if you go onto Instagram, you go on Google, you type in gaming setups, and you find me one that's bland. You find me a gaming setup that hasn't got, is it RGB? Red, green, blue?
Yeah, it's quite a big one now, isn't it? Yeah. I've got getting a keyboard next month for an RGB one.
Every single gaming setup is now fluorescent colours, neon colours through the roof. So what we've tried to do is bring in, so when you're on stream, you've got your ring light behind your camera, it's glowing. Your pattern on your t-shirt is going to be glowing with your computer. And if you go onto the Instagram page, like I said, every single top on there over the past 4 days, I'd say, has been took with a ring light. So I think it's the panda one. The panda one just glows. Like, it is ridiculous. I took the photo with the ring light on, looked at it, and I just thought, Jesus. That is one of the brightest tops I've ever seen in my life. And obviously we use vinyl. We don't print onto our t-shirts. So from using vinyl, that's one of the best possible things we could do with the radiant design. Because
so it kind of makes it a bit more, if it's in vinyl, it's a lot more.
Yeah, it's
out
a lot
there.
More potent. The colour is, it stands out 50 times more than if you used a printer. Plus, using vinyl, the colour will never fade. So you can put it through the wash 50 times and the vinyl colour will stay exactly as bright as the first day you brought it.
You know, it's a lot with a lot of shirts and stuff you buy, normally you put them through a few washes, are going really dull and whatnot, yep. but that's not really the case with these ones, no?
You don't have that with vinyl, which is one of the main reasons why we want the vinyl, because to me, being a gamer, you want to stand out, you want to be, you want your setup to be the most colourful setup going, you want people to come in and you want that wow factor, especially when you're streaming. If your webcam's on and you haven't got an RGB setup, you haven't got a ring light in front of you, you're wearing a plain standard white t-shirt, as people are scrolling through Twitch, nothing's going to stand out. Your little picture, you're not going to get any traction. If you're wearing a colourful panda top with a ring light directly at you, people are going to scroll through and be like, Jesus, what's he wearing? What's that top?
I think that's one thing, like, I see, like, whenever I go over streamers and whatnot, them so precise about, like, the setup, the mics, how their desk is set up, where the speakers are, and you just see them looking really bland in the chair, and, you know,
and they, like, never clean the room.
That's it. It's clean, all cans everywhere. And then, you know what, I think, like, you know, some of these reagent lines, these T-shirts, especially the one that you just mentioned, that just kind of adds that extra bit of intensity in that room, that picture. So, you know, that might get another click, who knows? we spoke a little bit about your the photo that I saw about the Radiant line. You've took quite a few pictures in the past in regards to a lot of the other shirts and whatnot you've had before. Like, what are some of your funniest moments in regards to taking these pictures? Because, you know, you've been taking it with your friends or whatnot. Like, how have you had some funny stories? Like, tell me about it.
It's definitely the one you were... if any of you are wondering, by the way, who Swifty looks like, it's on our Instagram channel. It's the one that's wearing the Bite Me t-shirt. Just in case if anyone was wondering, the top model. He was looking for some eagles that day. it was definitely that day when obviously we planned this whole let's go out, let's get the Halloween tops. Let's go show everyone what overpowered are. Let's go get them. And then we get there and it's just tipping it down. We've picked a forest where there's needles on the floor. There's a couple that look about 13 trying to sneakily kiss off in the distance somewhere.
And we're just
walking straight at them with a camera. So obviously we're walking around and there's people walking around with cans of beer. sitting there trying to warm themselves up on a bench in a cagoule. And we're walking around trying to take photos in the middle of October.
Cold air, that was very cold and
doing t-shirt changes out in the rain. And it just wasn't good, was it? It just was not a fun environment to try and take all these photos in. There is another story as well about the photos, but I'll wait to see if we can get Adam to tell that one, because that was another funny day to do with it was raining and we were planning on setting up the fire pit and and you can just imagine how that's gonna go. So
hopefully I'll do one of the next ones. So one of the last questions now is kind of like, Craig, you've come from, you know, I think you've been doing this for quite a while now. How long have you been doing it for, Craig? The overpowered.
It's been roughly 2 months since our first sale to a external customer, I'd like to say.
That's good. So, like, who are, like, some of the people, like, some shout outs for you, some of the people that have kind of helped you with that journey, and whether we're in any capacity, like, who would you say are some of the kind of people that have helped you with that process?
Well, if you'd asked me this when I walked in with the first overpowered design, I'd say absolutely no one. Because everyone slated the idea, everyone thought it was never going to work. But then as soon as I put the first design on the t-shirt, obviously my mom came around. She was like, yes, I'm liking this design now. Jess was like, yes, I can see you going somewhere with this now. And then obviously the pictures went on. Yourself, Ad, Bren all brought t-shirts straight away. But mine was like, oh, you know what, these are some nice t-shirts. And without obviously all you guys turn around giving me that confidence that the tops were good, that you enjoyed the quality of them, that you liked the, obviously, the logo. Without you guys buying the first t-shirts, I don't think I would have even pursued trying to take photos to put them onto an Instagram page.
If I'm totally honest, when I first bought some tops off you, I thought, you know what, I'm going to do just to give you a little help and whatnot. When I got that red t-shirt, it was like a long sleeve t-shirt. What's it called, Craig? What would it be called? Can you tell me?
The red one.
The
red. It's just a like, bear claw logo.
That shirt was so freaking comfortable. Like, I've not been in a shirt that's so freaking nice. Like, it's good. It looks good. It feels good. And I was like, you know, after that point, I was still buying more, even though I already had quite a few bits and pieces of it, just because it was pretty fucking good shit. So, yeah. So, yeah. Is anybody else that you want to kind of mention or next question?
That they're definitely the main people for where I am at this moment in time, because like I said, if I came up to you guys at the top and you looked at the top and was like, because I mean, I don't know if I'm a different cut to you guys, but say if you were doing the t-shirts, you came up to me and I didn't like it, I'd give the t-shirt back and say, I'm not giving you the money. Whereas, obviously, like you said, you brought the top because it was like, oh, you know, is a friend, I'll buy the top, it's a good top. And then obviously, as time went on, that was where I came into my stride of with the better designs, with the better quality t-shirts.
Yeah.
But I definitely wouldn't have been able to do it without the confidence of those first few sales. Oh, and another guy called Luke, who I used to work with, he was one of the first people to buy the tops as well, and he brought some of the vests as well. And he literally just found the first picture that I put on and was like, oh, I like that top, dude. And then I explained what I was doing. He was like, oh, yeah, I'll have two. He was like, oh, yeah, come around, I'll have a vest. And he was another guy that, like, I hadn't spoken to him for years. And he just soon was like, yes, I want one. And obviously, I think he was one of the bigger, more confidence boosters for me, because I knew he wasn't doing it just as a friend. He was doing it because he generally liked the design. And there was another guy from my school who I'd never really spoke to. And I think Adam Doughty. And he brought one as well. And like I said, it's when people were buying it that weren't from a friend standpoint, that was when my confidence went from 40 to 110. And that was it for me. That was when I really started to want to do it.
Yeah, that's great. Who else, like, so you've spoken about a few of the people that kind of helped you in regards to kind of buying those first few t-shirts. Like, did you make them by yourself? Or like, what's this production line like, Craig?
So, what happens is we take 10 days to process every single order.
Yeah.
Because obviously we have t-shirts in stock. We might not have certain t-shirts in stock. We might not have the vinyl for that specific top, but then we may have the vinyl. So we always set 10 days from when the order first hits our website to the 10-day mark. On that 10th day, if the order's not shipped out, there's something wrong.
So am I right in saying them all handmade? Like, they're not, it's not all machinery and stuff. It's all handmade by people, right? It's not in a factory anywhere, no?
No, so we get the t-shirts in. Obviously, we don't make the t-shirts. We order all the t-shirts in from external companies. Then we go onto the computer, put in the designs ourselves, which obviously we come up with. Once we've got the designs, we have to then mess around with them a bit, measure them all out to the sizes, put them, then grab the right vinyl, put it in our machine, print the vinyl out through the, then the machine then cuts the vinyl. Then once the vinyl comes out, we have to then pick the design out of the vinyl. Then once we pick the design out of the vinyl, have to place it on the t-shirt. So I'm not allowed to do that bit, because if I place it on a t-shirt, 9 times out of 10, it's on a slight angle.
So who does that for you then, Craig?
My mum. She's the main craft designer.
Great.
Which, once again, if you knew my mum, you'd never think in a million years that she would be the person to do arts and crafty stuff.
She's got an eye for detail, though, hasn't she? I've seen some of her photos, like as you said earlier on. She's a photographer. She's got a fine eye.
She's a great photographer, but anything that's... I'll have to go into another story another day about a school project that they thought that I did when I was 5 years old, but it was actually my mum. But she's definitely... None of the t-shirts would get done if it wasn't for her doing that side of things. So I'm not allowed to do those parts because, like I said, it'd be very wonky.
But you're still very much in control though, Craig, right?
Oh, if you asked her, it'd be a different story.
Fair enough.
But
fair enough.
If it comes to the ideology of where we're going, if it comes to the who pushes it and wants it to go further, I think that would definitely be 100% me. But if you ask me if Overpowered would be here without doing that side of things, it probably wouldn't. So,
bro. So I guess on the upcoming podcasts and whatnot, I'm guessing we're going to be seeing a few more streamers that are in the stream and getting them on the show.
Yeah, we're definitely going to drop that in the Discord, find out who's wants to jump on, tell us a little bit about themselves, and you know, interact with stuff. Obviously, as the podcast goes on, we're going to try and talk more about our ambassadors, try and talk more about upcoming ideas, and where we want to go as a company over the, you know, future weeks to come. Such as a few months ago, just as we were starting, we worked with a company. It was a music company, I believe it was, that okay. set up a charity event around mental health, and we sent off some t-shirts for them to use to bring in some extra traction. But we only heard about it a day or two before the event actually took place, so I managed to jump in right at the end through a donation to them and sent it a t-shirt from to use. So cool. Obviously in the future, when that comes to light with more stuff that we know about, more stuff that we can get involved in, that's obviously something that we'll talk more about in future podcasts, about us as a company, where we want to be in terms of not just what we're selling, but how we want to try and give back as well.
Brilliant, that's great. So, closing statements, Craig, tell us a bit about like the website you're on and where people can go to contact you. And yeah.
So if you head over to www.overpoweredclothing.com, that is where all of our main products are. That's where everything's on there from our ambassadors. We've got a nice drop-down list on the left side where all of our ambassadors have told us a little bit about themselves. We've got all of our new lines are on there, everything that's up and coming. And then in the bottom of our Overpowered page, that's every single bit of detail if you ever need to get in touch with us. Obviously, we're always about on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook under Overpowered Clothing. Any messages that you want to drop us on any socials, feel free. I'll answer as quick as I can. I am the social media manager, so everything will go through me.
Thank you very much, everyone. Oh, sorry, Craig, you're still speaking. I do apologize. I'm cutting you up right there. You can carry on.
Next week, we'll be getting a new host to ask some questions where no one gets cut off. So, no, that's great. Cheers for sticking around anyway, Kev, and asking all those lovely questions. Hopefully you can get more involved in the Discord and people get to know you a bit more as well.
Brilliant. Thanks everyone for listening.
See you later.